Hey, good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Reglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM and Free FM. Our friends over there and coming out of the Tron on 89.0. Hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. Had a few technical problems, but here we go. We'll restart the show, and we'll start with a song here. It's Toots and the Maytals with Time Tough. All right, folks, here we are. There was Toots and the Maytals there with Time Tough. And our guest for today has arrived in the studio, Izzy, from the Mental Health Foundation. She's going to be talking about the Mental Health Foundation, their good mahi they do, and also the Aotearoa Mental Health Short Film Festival, We're doing a bit of that as well. And his request from our guest today, Fat Freddy's Drop, song called Hope. Hope you enjoy it. Right, folks, here we are. That was Fat Freddy's Drop there with their song Hope, which is... I've just cut into, haven't I? Let me... What am I doing here? Right, there we are, folks. Fat Freddy's Drop. Yeah, it's a bit of a funny sort of day today, folks, but we'll get there in the end. So I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to have our guest, Izzy, on to talk about the Mental Health Foundation, the Short Film Festival. And this one is Sam Hunt performing with David Kilgore.
Winter, this bull seal's barking in the bay. If she don't snow soon, I tell you, Fred, she's never going to. Just left school, I dumped my books and hiked 400 miles south, hitched up where I liked. Barbaric coast, barbaric winds, madder than I knew could blow. What better, making a friend, some promise and snow. A mad wind has risen, the bull seals bark at the moon. I have a knee-high son, you a grandchild soon. A chance to wish you cheers with many good miles to go. Here's rainbows, whiskey, tears, a promise of snow.
Right, folks, here we are. That was Sam Hunt and Dave Kugel there with Rainbows and a Promise of Snow. And I'm going to play one more song before we have a chat to our guest today, Izzy. And the song is going to be Cactus by the Pixies. Hope you enjoy this one. All right, folks, there we are. That was Cactus there by the Pixies. And now I'm going to stop this. A few technical problems in the studio today, folks, but now we're joined by our guest today, Izzy. Welcome to the studio.
Kia ora, Craig. Thanks for having me.
No worries. How are you today?
I'm well. Yeah, doing pretty good.
Good, good, good.
You've been stoked to be here.
Been a busy few weeks for you, haven't it?
It has, yeah. It's been pretty busy, but it's been all for a good cause, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing and what is the cause?
So I work for the Mental Health Foundation and we put on an event this year called the Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival. So yeah, it was the first year running it and the last 2 weeks we had our events across the country. So yeah, I just sort of have been running those in the last couple of weeks and yeah, they went really well and the festival has been, yeah, it's been awesome to kind of see it roll out for the first year and the impact that it's made. Yeah, it's been really cool to see. So, yeah.
And where have you got to?
What do you mean, sorry?
Around the countryside, like...
Yeah, of course. We had events in Ōtautahi, so Christchurch, Te Whanganui, Otara, Wellington, Kirikiriroa, so in Hamilton, Tauranga, Ahuriri, Napier, and, of course, Tamaki Makaurau as well, Auckland.
So, nice.
Yeah, we tried to sort of go as far and wide as we can, but yeah.
And I went to one of the ones, because you did it twice in Hamilton, eh? I went to it was, you know, usual size theatre. How many seats in there? What, 200, something like that?
Yeah, just, I think there was about 350, maybe.
Yeah, and they've all been in big cinemas like that, all the showings?
Yeah, so the biggest was in Te Whanganui, Otara, so Wellington. That was at the Embassy Theatre. That was actually like 750 seats. But and we sold over half of those, which is really amazing.
Right on.
And it was a really good size audience both nights down there. And in Auckland we had it at the ASP Waterfront Theatre, so that was about 600 seated theatre, and we had about 450 both nights. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good crowds, which has been really cool to see.
Awesome. And there was 9 films shown, wasn't there?
Yes, yeah. So it was a short film festival. It is still going because we've got it online now. But short film festival, there were 9 stories of hope. So 9 films from across Aotearoa. So they were all by New Zealand filmmakers.
Quite a variety too of different sort of things, you know, sort of some documentary style, some sort of I guess fictional, I guess, you know?
So it was kind of half documentary and half film, sort of more storytelling, but we really wanted to portray, I guess, a variety of stories and mental health experiences, because that's the reality, is everyone's experience is different and unique and personal. So we wanted to be able to share as many kind of perspectives as we could to sort of help, I guess, promote that empathy and understanding for mental distress and illness. And so that was kind of why we thought it was important.
Yeah, right on. There's another on your online, which you can get on there, folks. If you go to, how do people view them now? Yep. Anyway, we'll say that now, and then we'll say it again later on.
Yeah, cool. So the films are now online, and you can access them via our website, which is mhfilmfest.org.nz. If you just sort of Google Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival, it should come up as well. But essentially, the 9 short films are actually being showcased on nzfilm.org.nz. So it's a partnership with the New Zealand Film Commission.
Right on.
They have granted us their platform to use for this film festival, which is pretty cool. So you can also access it via their website. But there is also, the cool thing about it being online is there's also an extra 9 films that we've also released online that weren't at the in-person events.
Right.
So there's a total of 18 online, which is, which is cool. And there were so many amazing films that were submitted, and we really wanted to be able to showcase more of them. So that's why we decided to do online as well, so that we could include more stories, more mental health perspectives in that way. So, yeah, we're really stoked to be working with the New Zealand Film Commission on this as well. They've been an amazing partnership to have. But, yeah, it's you can access it via our website and buy tickets on Eventbrite. And you can essentially pick what you want to pay for the event. So you could pay as little as $10 to access it as well. So, and they all count as a donation to the Mental Health Foundation.
Right on, because Mental Health Foundation is a charity, eh?
Yeah. So we are a national charity, a New Zealand charity that works to, I guess, help uplift and improve the mental well-being of everyone in Aotearoa. So we believe that everyone can experience positive mental health and well-being, and we kind of work to ensure that that's happening as much as possible. So we provide the tools for people to be able to look after their mental health and well-being, and we provide resources. We work a lot in suicide prevention, and we advocate, so we do a lot of policy and advocacy work. So we work in systemic change as well, because we believe that's really important too, is working with the government to ensure that there's sort of, you know, accurate and sort of empowering mental health policies in place.
Okay. And have you got any steer out of this new government? Is there going to be any sort of funding coming to mental health way, do you know?
I am not the right person to ask for we hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really heard much about it, but I hope so as well.
We do rely on some funding from the government, but majority of our funding comes from donations, yeah.
Okay. And how big is how many people involved in the Mental Health Foundation?
I think there's about 50 to 60 staff. Okay. Yeah.
How long have you been working with them?
I've been there for about a year now. So I sort of started just contracting and then ended up taking on this role at the start of the year. So, it's been awesome.
All right. And what draws you to the mental health sort of things?
Personally, I believe that mental health is something that everyone has. It's a part of our well-being, and it needs to be looked after just like our physical health does. So, I really believe in empowering individuals to look after their mental well-being. And personally, I've experienced mental distress and. It's just something that's important to me and important to ensure other people are getting looked after and know how to look after themselves in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you. Yeah. Yeah. They did great work, the Mental Health Foundation, and most of the resources you see around the place, they're produced by the Mental Health Foundation, aren't they? The pamphlets and things like that.
We're able to create those from the funding, the donations that we get from New Zealand. So, and those resources that we create and produce are free to distribute. So we distribute and send them out for free across Aotearoa, and we're able to keep them free because of the funding that we get from Aotearoa. And just this last year, we distributed over 700,000 resources. So there is a huge need for them.
Yeah. I know you're working with your friend and ours here in Whangaroa, Rob Bokaraka.
Rob, we love Rob at the Mental Health Foundation. He uses our resources in his work for ShopBro. So he actually distributes our resources in his programs, which is really cool. So we love Rob and have a bit to do with him, and he was actually on the panel at the Auckland Film Festival. He was involved in the kōrero at the start of that event, which was really cool to have him involved. But he's amazing, and he's doing amazing work, and that's why I guess that's what we want to be helping at the Mental Health Foundation, is people like Rob to uplift other the rest of the community in our rangatahi, and to sort of improve out their mental health and well-being.
Oh, for sure. And who else do you sort of work with like that, doing stuff around the countryside, off the top of your head?
We have various partnerships. So we sort of have the Farm Strong partnership.
Tied up with them. Yeah.
Farm Strong, yep. So that's sort of through them. We work directly with them and sort of help them, I guess, uplift the mental health and well-being of farmers across the country.
Yeah.
We work with Rugby New Zealand. We have a bunch of partnerships, actually, at the Mental Health Foundation. That's one of the big ways in which we work, yeah.
Yeah, you're working with Rural Support Trust and that, no doubt, as well.
I guess if it's through Farm Strong, then.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's great, yeah, because you guys do a lot of great work just sort of in the background more, though, than, I guess,
Yeah.
A lot of other people doing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We provide a lot of, I guess, consulting advice and stuff to organisations, and we have some great corporate partnerships as well, where we sort of provide, resources and ways in which they can workplaces can look after their teams. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, all right. And the panel you had on before the one that I saw in Hamilton was it Joe Bennett, was it? Is that her name, was it? The lady who is your patron, is she? Or do you remember her?
Which event, sorry?
The one in Hamilton that I went to?
Yeah, the one.
You had a panel on.
Had Sarah Gordon.
Sarah Gordon, yes.
She's on our board. She's on the board at the Mental Health Foundation. Yeah.
So it'll be a volunteer board, I presume, is it? Or don't know. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, okay. But it was very, very interesting anyway, the chat that I was having. before the film festival.
She's amazing.
Great. Okay, so, well, if you want to donate to the Mental Health Foundation, how you go about it, is it?
You can go straight to our website, mentalhealth.org.nz, but if you want to get involved with the Mental Health Film, Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival, you can basically make a donation and get access to the 18 short films until the 22nd of December. So jump on our website directly, which is mhfilmfest.org.nz, and you can just get direct access to the online event just by making a donation, or which is as little as $10, and that will give you access to the 18 short films that will hopefully help, broaden your empathy and understanding for mental distress and illness, and potentially help you feel less alone in your own experiences, and sort of help you understand the power of things like connection and hope when it comes to people's mental distress and illness. But it's a really powerful event because you learn a lot about people's experiences, and I think that's really important. And to help, lessen judgment and discrimination. So we really want to be able to break down those barriers when it comes to people's experiences with mental health. So it's important to, have those kōrero's. That's, the first step really to reaching out for help is essentially talking to someone. So we want people to feel like they can, and this event hopefully will help break down those barriers and sort of more normalize people's experiences by making them feel less alone, and also helping people see what's really important when they have a loved one experiencing mental distress or illness, and through these films they'll be able to see those pillars of hope and what has really helped people in their recovery journeys. And that's also really important because, I think almost half of us will experience a mental illness or diagnosable, illness or mental distress in their lifetime. So, that means that we'll either know someone or we will have that experience ourselves. So, it's only natural to learn more about it, and especially from the lived experience community. So those with lived experience of mental distress and illness, that's, the people who you're going to learn from the most, and that's what these films are doing. Yeah, sorry, that was a long tangent.
It was a good one. And you're quite right. Yeah, to actually start the kōrero, that's kind of what it's all about, right? Just get people talking about it and it's all right. You're not alone one's Superman or Superwoman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what's so cool about these films is that, hope can be takes so many different forms, and it doesn't actually have to be a huge, providing someone with hope and helping someone recover or helping someone live a meaningful life with, good mental health and well-being. It can be something as little as just, being there for them in one small moment, or, it doesn't have to be something. Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to be a professional in mental health. You don't have to be a psychologist. You just have to know, that people need to connect and need to feel like they're not alone. And that's the first step, really, to getting help, I think, is making people feel like they're not alone. And that's what these films are hopefully going to do. And that will, in turn, encourage people to speak up when they need it because,
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yep. Talk about it, and I think, that's the, what you're saying there is basically, normalising the conversation, right? And, and like you say, it's around about that figure, isn't it, Either you or someone right now is suffering some sort of, distress or illness or whatever.
Yeah, and it's important to also understand that you don't have to be, in order to live a well-meaningful life, you can live with a mental illness well. You don't have to, be be completely recovered in order to live a good life. You know, you just need to have that support, and you just need to, you know, be able to I guess, yeah, feel like you can live a meaningful life. And by doing that, then, you know, you just, I guess, knowing that there is support and having the right support is really important. Yeah, so it's also important to know that, you know, you can live well with a mental illness as
absolutely.
Well. Yeah,
absolutely. And there's a lot of support lines out there. Did I see them on the back of here, maybe a few of them?
Yes.
Yeah, where did I see those? Let me just read out a few places. There's a rural support line, of course, is 0800 736.
Yeah, so you can free call or text 1737 at any time to speak with a trained counsellor.
Yeah.
Or call Lifeline on 0800 543 354.
Yeah.
Or Youthline on 0800 376 633, or text 234. But all the helplines you can find on our website as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, and rural support number is 0800 787 254 as well, folks, for that one. And there's, yeah, so don't be shy to, you know, reach out if you need to, folks, and talk, you know. And yes, all right, one more time, rip us through how people can watch these short films then, Izzy. Give it another play.
Thanks, Craig. Head to MH Film Fest, so Mental Health Film Fest, mhfilmfest.org.nz, and that'll take you directly to get yourself a ticket to the online event, which is helping the Mental Health Foundation continue to uplift and support the mental wellbeing of everyone in Aotearoa. And you get to enjoy and experience some amazing short films. So it's great gift idea for Christmas, and also just a great event to do with your whānau, or you know, friends or whānau. It's something that, you know, could be really beneficial to do over the Christmas New Year break as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, if people want to get some resources for their group or school or whatever, get in touch with the Mental Health Foundation for that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a bunch of different, you know, for, you know, all sorts of things, haven't you? Resources.
Yeah. Yeah. So we will send out resources for free for your workplace, school, organisation, and those you can order directly from our web shop. But if you just go onto the Mental Health Foundation website, you'll be able to find it on there, which is mentalhealth.org.nz.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Is there anything else, any last sort of words you want to add?
No. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, keep up the good mahi for the Mental Health Foundation. And, yeah, go and watch those films, folks. They're very interesting. So, yeah, get on there and help us support the Mental Health Foundation. And thanks again, Izzy. Really appreciate it. And now I'm going to play for you a song called Plastic Ashtray by Urusei Yasura. Right, folks, here we are. That was Urusai Yatsura with their song Plastic Ashtray. And I'll probably do some weather after this one by The Dead Flowers called Same Same. Right, folks, there we are. That was the Dead Flowers there with their song Same Same. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And what can I bring you today? Yes, a bit more rain and showers today for the northern eastern parts of the North Island. But it is going to come to an end, folks. The wet weather today, as it's been beautiful too. That rain on Sunday and yesterday afternoon, beautiful drenching rain. Just perfect for the start of summer in the garden and on the farms and all that, and get everything growing. And What do we got else here? Do we have, and yeah, the rain and that has been caused by a large weak area of low pressure which has been trapped around the North Island. So it's going to be drizzly light rain and then some heavier isolated falls as the day warms up. And there's going to be a lot of gloomy cloud. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cloudy, all right. I wouldn't call it gloomy, but when the sun was out, yeah, but earlier today it was very warm when the sun was out. Great growing conditions, really is. And so the high pressure will be coming in tomorrow and Friday. There's going to be some more high pressure, and this will push the weather right out into the Pacific Ocean off the east of Aotearoa. And it's going to be a bit drier as the days go by. There's possibility of thunderstorms in both the North and South Island, but these are probably going to be reasonably isolated. And there's going to be a cold front approaching southern New Zealand later on today, and that's probably going to fall apart as it comes up the country. So, yeah, there's a bit of a headline for you this week. What can we expect here in Whangaroa and the Waikato? Well, Wednesday, today, high 19, and pretty much it's going to be 19, 19, 19 till Friday then, like 2021. Into the weekend and early next week. Nighttime temperatures 15 tonight, and then 14, then 12, 13. Friday, Saturday, then like back 16, and then like 14 pretty much the rest of the week from there. So west-southwesterlies winds today and tomorrow, and then south-westerlies on Friday, west-northwesterlies Saturday, westerlies Sunday, south-westerlies from Monday on after that one. So, and the humidity today is, g'day Mike, is 87%. And what else can I bring you? The sun rose this morning at 5:53. And we'll set at 31 past 8. And the length of the blot is 15 hours and 40 minutes. And the extra day length is 14 hours and 28 minutes. Tomorrow will be 57 seconds longer than it is today. And the beautiful moon's a waxing crescent, 37% illuminated, and will rise at 5 past 2 a.m. and set at 1:40 p.m. And the current period of the moon, it's going to be, yeah, around about half, yeah, what did I say, 37% illuminated, with a waxing crescent coming along on the 13th. So there's some weather for you, and I'll probably do some public service announcements, things like that, after this one, if I can get it to work, is Retro by Battle Space. Hope you enjoy this one.
The rockets have landed.
All right, there we are, folks. That was Battle Space there with their song Retro. I hope you enjoyed that one. And I'm now going to bring to you some public service announcements. And, of course, tonight, if there's any other DJs listening, is the Regular Community Radio DJ gathering on the grass beside the community house. So, yeah, if you've got about that, get along to that. I think it's 6 o'clock, I think it is, for that one. And also, as always, the good people next door at the Flying at Our Environment Centre are working hard in there. Katie, work, work, work. I can see her working away. And they've got the seeds at the front and the entranceway to the town hall here. And just out the front of Reckon Community Radio HQ. And there's seeds, seasonal seeds, and some seed raising mix and punnets and things like that. So help us out to those. All free, all locally sourced from people, some growers around Whangaroa, Raglan sort of area mostly. And also tonight is Surfing for Farmers. It's going to be happening, I think it's about 5.30 or so. Well, if you get there about 5, 5.30, gather yourselves around at the Naranui Surf Club and then go out for a wave. Everything's provided, free wetsuits, surf lessons and surfboards, of course. And then, yeah, you can shoot up to the surf club after that for a barbecue and that sort of thing if you feel like it. And tomorrow night there is a science night happening at the Harbour View Hotel from 6 to 7. It's called the APA Takeover, and APA being the Aotearoa Plastic Pollution Alliance. They're in town for a couple of days, and they're going to be doing their thing down, or doing a talk to the public at the back bar, I think it is, of the Harbour View Hotel tomorrow night from 6 to 7. So don't forget that one. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yes. Another DJ on the station, Louie, has, via Aaron, I've been alerted about the New Zealand Plant Conservation Network doing like a favourite plant vote. So if you check out New Zealand Plant Conservation Network and then go to vote for your favourite plant, basically. Sort of like the the bird thing that was just finished. So right now the leaderboard is the Kakabik plant is number one spot, followed by the Kotuku, the tree fuchsia, second on the list at the moment. Third one being Manahuni gentian, and that's the third place at the moment. Beautiful Pohutukawa is coming fifth, and fourth is, I'll try this one, Trippi Athaliacea. That's coming fourth at the moment, so there we are. Get on there, New Zealand Plant Conservation Network, and vote for your favourite native plant. And I think that's it for public service announcements, I think. And, of course, yes, jump on what we were talking with Izzy, our guest today, the Mental Health Film Festival. So if you go to mhfilmfest.org.nz and you can check out for a donation the short films as well for a bit of fun viewing for yours. And I think that's pretty much going to be the show for the day. So I hope you enjoyed it. A few little technical problems, but hey. That's how it is on community radio. So have a great week, everyone. I'll be back next week, most likely. Have a good one. Look after yourselves. Look after each other. And, ka kite. Take it easy. And I'm going to go out with this one by the Gordons called the Coal Miner Song. Hope you enjoy it. Catch you later.
15,000 more.